And we are back, the Of Steam, Steel, and Murder podcast, bringing you our next Deadlands, Tales from the Shattered Coast adventure. This is part 1 to episode 29. The players were Chris, Jameis, Sharon, and Richard. Not a whole lot to report, so let's get on with our story. Session 29, part 1. Well, we are back to Deadlands, Tales from the Shattered Coast of more than a month now since the last time we played the Where Do We Go From Here episode. This is session 29, and there were a few things that you had planned on doing, finding the 13th chamber somewhere to the north of Shannonsburg, I believe.
Let's see. Can we have a map, please?
Are you actually going to post that episode? Because I didn't think you recorded it.
I am not.
No. So you all missed an episode, as did I, because I wasn't there. Sorry, listening public. They don't love us.
Nope. Okay. I do not.
That's various character things happened in it as well, which you never know.
May come back to haunt people.
The 13th chamber or the 37th chamber?
The 13th.
It's the 37th chamber or the Dragon Cloud Fighting Society. Two entirely different places.
It's marked on the map as the 37th chamber.
The 37th chamber, which you don't see that actually on the map. Ignore it. It's not there. Actually, I wonder why they put that on the player's version of the map. That definitely should not be there.
As opposed to all the things that they should have put on the player's
version. Yeah, pretty much. Okay, so you guys are heading south, trying to find what information you can, searching out the next glyph. And I did look through it again. It is indeed 7 glyphs that you need to activate.
Okay.
You need to bleed all over.
Have we done 3 so far, if I remember correctly?
Well, let's see. You did the Isle of Ghost Tears. You did the Wailing Hole. You did the creepy, scary dude's mansion.
The Waitleys.
The Waitleys. So.
Yeah. Also, it was creepy. Scary.
Are we going to say who we are? What cards have got ready for?
Yes, yes. First of all, does everyone have the correct number of chips?
No.
I've got 3.
I have 3.
Okay, so
I got 4 cards. I don't know how many I'm supposed to have.
Yeah, I got 3.
Yeah, Young starts with 4 chips, I believe. He's the only one that starts with more than 3.
Indeed.
Mm-hmm. So well, let's start with Young then. Young, go ahead and tell us what your cards are.
Oh, I am Richard. I will be playing simple, poor, humble martial artist Jean-Jean Liu. I have Catnap, so that's as if you've had a good night's sleep. Second Wind, play on your hero to automatically remove all wounds sustained in this combat. But not crippling injuries, if shake and unshake as well. Let's settle this. Play at the beginning of a round with no jokers. No character can soak until a joker is drawn. Seize the day. Character acts as if they have drawn a joker this combat round. And enemy. Play at the beginning of a game session. The villain of your GM's choice becomes your character's sworn enemy. Monox note wounds caused directly by him. Starting now, draw an extra adventure card. Until the enemy is retired. I don't think I'll be playing that one, however.
And Luke Villeneuve.
This is Jameis playing Luke, Canadian Adventurer Extraordinaire. The cards I have are Mechanical Malfunction, a device malfunctions in some way, gun jams, bowstring breaks, etc. The device can be fixed on a repair rot -4 and 10 minutes work. Flesh Wound. Had to cause a wounded extra to rise immediately, unshaken and unharmed. The extra must have been wounded in the current scene. Get Savage. For the duration of one combat or scene, your character gains the benefit of one edge, any one edge, regardless of requirements. And Love Interest. Play on a non-player character to encourage romantic interest for your hero. The target helps to the best of her abilities, but may frequently cause trouble as well.
All right, and Sarah Beauchamp.
Need some more cards.
I give her 2 cards.
Okay.
Yeah, she did draw this card, Just Rules, and that was replaced by 2 more cards. You may be muted.
And I have villainous verbosity. Play to make an opposing wild card lose his next action by gloating or talking about his master plan. Payback. Play on an opposing wild card. Your attacks and damage against him are made at +2 for the duration of the scene. Angry mob. Play during combat. A mob of angry locals equal to 2 per hero joins the battle as allies. Treat them as soldiers armed with whatever the GM deems appropriate. They stay for the current battle only. Last stand. Your hero and any adjacent allies gain +2 parry and toughness. Allies who move into contact after the card is played gain the bonus as well. The effect ends when a joker is dealt. And dress to kill. Your hero dresses up, is on for the night, or otherwise more attractive or carries.
Right.
Yes, and it just lost everybody for some reason. I'm sorry. Sharon, can you say that last card again? We lost everybody.
Okay, the last card was Dress to Kill. Your hero dresses up, is on for the night, or otherwise far more attractive or charismatic than usual. Add +4 to your charisma for the duration of the current scene.
Okay, and Eddie Guff has played by...
This is Chris, and I'm playing Eddie Guff, the werewolf gunslinger extraordinaire. I have parley. All characters cease fighting and listen to the hero speak for at least 30 seconds. Others may only take defensive actions during this time. This has no effect on beasts and other creatures that cannot understand the speaker. I also have turncoat. Your hero somehow convinces or bribes a minor foe to perform a small favor, such as helping the hero escape, revealing the location of the boss, etc. I also have Adrenaline Surge. Your hero gets an additional and immediate turn, including new movement. And last one is Riled Up. Play after your hero sustains at least one wound. His attacks cause +2 damage for the remainder of the scene.
All right. And so... carrying on from the discussion we have last time, you are back aboard the Gypsy Queen again as you go about the Shattered Coast, heading south, looking for information as to where the mystical martial artists may be housed, looking for further information. Going along, the captain actually would like to make a stop in the near direction that you were going. Lynchburg is a place you had actually talked about possibly checking out as well, but he has a delivery to make there.
Also, didn't we talk about going to the Indian reservation to pick up a spellcaster?
Yep, it is up to you as to where you want to go first. The cargo that he has is nothing that's going to spoil. He just lets he does have a stop.
Whatever is the most
sensible route. They're close.
Yeah, I don't know.
You can go to either.
Also, I wasn't here for the discussion bit of this when this was going on, but I would like to point out we do know where the Cloud Dragon Fighting Society is, and they are a mystical order of karate people who would probably know where an entirely different mystical order of karate people is. They even said, hey, they beat us a couple of times at the Kumite. They're our rivals. So they would probably know. And I realize that's in entirely the wrong direction and that Bert won't have prepared anything for that particular idea, but I'll just throw it out there anyway.
Just because it has dragon in the name.
That as well. That is not the only reason, however.
Oh, yes, and sadly they found the interesting town by the name of Dragon's Breath that was bandied about possibly stopping at is a fortress for the Warlord King. is actually where he is known to hang his hat, as his main palatial estate resides there.
We must go and liberate it immediately. Off we go, come on.
Well, apparently we missed an adventure there, because I was listening to the other group play through this, and after they sunk the ship, they actually went to Dragon's Breath.
Yep.
So, yeah, we completely missed that one. Good for us.
Well,
yes, I think they've very subtly shunked the ship by getting a whole crew of people to go and beat it up. Yeah. Anyway.
Sadly, murder hobos. Oh, and props to the Fantasy Ground developers, as it looks like the crashing error in the Savage Worlds rule set has been fixed.
Yeah. Well, one's been fixed. Other ones are probably still prevalent.
I'm sure there are. There are new ones that have cropped up, of course. So, There are a few destinations you guys had bandied about. Which direction would you have the captain head his boat? Between Lynchburg and the Necessity Alliance, either way, you can, from where you're leaving from, they're about equidistant. He does say that the cargo that he has, none of it's really time sensitive, no food involved, just blankets, ammo, and a few other things that were requested when he last brought the skins and furs from them to sell out where you were.
We plot a reasonable course given winds and tides.
So you're asking for a random roll is what you're...
Oh, no, that's what we asked. We work out the sensible route to go. That's what I'm saying.
As I said, either way, it's about equidistance. It won't take any longer to get to one to the other.
Well,
no, but going from one
it is
to the
captain's boat, so...
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let's do what he says. That is my...
All right.
Well, I do reckon if we are possibly imperiled, as it seems occasionally... My bringing you on board does put us in those situations. It might be better if we didn't have such a full cargo hold.
Okay, so Lynchburg it is.
Oh, I thought he was suggesting the Necessity Alliance and us dumping it over the side. That is not what you were suggesting? Oh, okay.
Oh, we've got Young here. But how many creatures has he killed in the sea ocean?
Not enough! There is still life in the ocean, damn it.
Really, it's just one big deep cave, right?
On that note, rather than take, I got scared and acquired the phobia of things, I took underground creatures rather than jelly-like creatures. I thought that would kind of fit in better with the thing.
So anything from underground, don't find any moles or badgers
or anything.
Yes.
Whoa.
Groundhogs, lethal groundhogs.
Worms, damn you, worms.
Especially the giant kind.
Let's go.
We burg the lunch.
Okay. So, thanks very much for that. That's a course for Lynchburg. And it is not that much of a travel from Shan Fan. From it'll take a better part of a day. Okay, let me see here. All right. Yeah. His navigation spot on. His memory of these areas is pretty good. Although he does comment that occasionally the pathways do shift about. No one's quite sure why, but memory is not always the best way, nor are maps. Sometimes it's left up to chance. But this time, it's very smooth sailing. You do pass several paddle boats. As you're heading out, they look like they're large cargo haulers. Nothing unexceptional for this area, but that's really the only activity you see out in the channels. No killer fish, nothing evil along the way. It does take you the better part of the day to get out there, so you're going to be arriving. You're going to be arriving here like late afternoon, maybe an hour or two before it actually gets dark. You've got most of the day to while away. Are you interested in anything? Got any questions to ask anybody? The captain will, just volunteer that Lynchburg isn't much of a settlement. It's got one rutted, muddy street, two saloons, general store, not much else.
I'll chat with the captain and sort of say, how far back does his memory of this area go? To the quake?
Oh, no. I started applying my trade in this waters long after.
Oh, well, you might have heard a few things. We're looking for some interesting places. So far, we've found these places, and we think there's some other places around like it. Have you heard any tales of this kind?
Be specific with this. What kind of tales are you looking for? Because he's got tales of plenty of things that have happened.
Tales related to mystical symbols on walls. Yeah.
I mean, like engine sort of markings?
Could be, yeah. Sounds like it could be the sexual thing.
Heard tell several, I wouldn't call them friends. Let's call them acquaintances of mine that do a little bit of smuggling back when there was a war going on. And There are some tales here and there about seaside cliffs that they used to hide their boats in that have strange markings on the wall. Engine prints. Some of them look like they're bleeding. Blood never dried on the walls, I heard tell.
Well, that could be worth. Do you know of any particular areas that you can recall?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Far down south. As the GM assumes on his map so he can see this.
I better. Can't.
Mexicali way.
Mexicali. Oh, yes, that sounds. That lines up with other things that we've heard. We'll probably be heading down there at some point then. What do you know of that area?
Not much. Ruins of San Diego down there. Whole damn city. I slid off into the water. There's good trade now and then. There have been high priority put on firearms of all sort and ammunition. I don't do the gun running trade very much myself. This load I got going to them engines, if you want to visit, it's about all I've done in the last few years. But, you know, I have my ear to the trade. Captain's got to make a job where he can.
Yeah. Would you be willing to make a run down to Mexicali with us?
It's been a few fair year or so since I've been that way. Sure. Once we wrap things up here, I got a few more deliveries to make. I can make that trip.
Excellent. I'll probably chat with them about sort of other areas that we have plotted out down there.
I'll need to stop by a larger city beforehand to you know, make it worth my while. I'll have to take on some cargo.
Yes. Yeah, of course. Of course. Yeah, so I'll discuss our plans that we have and sort of work out, this is a particular interest, and you want to go here, and we want to sort of plot out our next wee adventures. Directions.
Sounds good.
So I can't remember the names of the places. I know Richard's got them noted down.
Horrible underground cave! Horrible underground cave with water!
Exactly.
Those are the do not visit list for... Young. Anyone else? Anything in particular you're whiling away the time? Let's see here. Eddie is looking much better. I believe we discussed the during some of that downtime, Eddie went and wolfed out and was able to heal himself.
Yes.
So you're looking less haggard. That's less haggard. Eddie always looks a little shifty.
Yeah, I'll be trying to throw some cards in the old hat, keep that going, waste some time.
The old card and hat game.
Yep.
Dragon is studiously staying on the opposite end of the ship of Sarah.
Yeah.
Yep.
He's gotten used to having her around. He doesn't really care for her company. But doesn't hiss quite as much anymore around her.
Probably wondering, why aren't we telling that she's a dead person? I don't know.
Apparently, you know, every once in a while, the cat will try to, you know, bury her by flicking dirt in her direction. <That's> a...
I'm so wounded.
All right. Well, if you got nothing in particular to ask, other than the captain does regale you there for a while with tales he's heard. He expressed an interest in Mexicali, something that has been coming up through some of the captains that he'll occasionally drink with in seaside ports. Is that there have been a lot of rumors of the Walking Dead out in that direction? Since this is something you've told him you've seen, and experienced, he feels okay to talk about that with you.
So where can we get a repeating machine gun from?
Here, tell, there's this great mail order magazine.
Of course, it's pretty costly out here. We're quite far away from the main tracks, unfortunately. And it's not like we've been racking in the cash this adventure either.
Could have bought some things to sell.
So
actually, we could always ask Van Dorn to send us out one.
That's true. Yeah, Van Dorn ordered it and sent it out to you.
Yeah.
So you make Doc and the...
Sorry. Go ahead. There is one thing. I will ask them if they know about the 37th Fighting Chamber, just in case, you know, we're missing a really obvious thing here. Hey, you haven't happened to have heard about this at all, have you?
Actually, one of the shipmates says that he once bet on a man that the Shan Fan fights, won him quite a purse. Other than that, he hasn't heard of, doesn't know anything about him other than they're good fighters. Makes you some money.
Well, I will quiz him unrelentingly about the fighting style now, just to see what I can learn about it.
He used his feet a lot. That's about the most you're going to get.
Yeah. His left foot or his right foot? His whole foot? Did he strike with his heel?
He took that there left foot and he put it in the other feller's mouth. And that other feller, he didn't get up again. So
your grasp of the fighting styles is amazing.
I expect that foot there was awfully strong, odoriferous, perhaps.
But, yeah. Even if it was not, if somebody put their foot in my mouth, I do not think I would get up again to risk having the same foot put in my mouth again. It would taste disgusting.
Not very sanitary, that's for sure. Man, putting in another man's mouth could lead to strange things. No, sir. Don't like it.
Shows Shira having a foot put in her mouth and she starts chewing on it.
All right, so yeah, you make Doc really late into the afternoon. You can already see the sun starting to set in the back, and he has you dock. It's a small enough wharf that there's no dock fees. Actually, there's no officials out here at all. There's a couple of other boats strung up. They both look like fishing boats. You know, they're rigged out, nets to the side, that sort of thing. You can see float buoys, not commercial, just small, like local fishing boats. Your boat is easily the larger of the ones here, but he ties off and gets his crew to start unloading. He says, it's kind of a treacherous way up there. There's a footpath. They never did put in a proper elevator or lift. He'll call it a lift. I don't think elevators, they may have existed so far, but anyway, lift. And they haven't got a proper lift. We got a foot trail to go up, and as I remember, rope bridges, that are not all that safe. So it'll be quite a venture some task here. And his men are basically loading up boxes and some gear onto wheelbarrows. And they're preparing to go up. You do see the footpath. It kind of starts just off the dock side. No one on it currently. It seems to wind up the side. You know, you realize that all the islands basically here are mesas. I mean, that's essentially what they all are. So you're going up the side of a stiff, sheer cliff here. The footpath is generous. It's at least 6 feet wide. So it's not, like you're constantly feeling like you're going to be blown off the edge of the cliff as you go. And it has a gentle rise. It's not very inclined as it wraps around the base of the cliff. As I assume you're following, Captain, he intends to do some business in town until the morning. You're welcome to stay on the boat if you wish, but him and his men, they have a nice saloon up there that we'd like to visit.
that sounds good. I was actually thinking I might go a little bit ahead just to make sure that the bridges haven't fallen down or they can support the weight and stuff, just to check them out.
All right. As you get up higher, you notice that not only a mesa, but the mesa has been fractured in places. And so you're, gazing out over near the top as you're rounding the top of this path. And there are a number of rope bridges with plank bottoms that span the splits. Some of them are quite small, just 4 or 5 feet. Some of them are much longer. And from the direction that your guys came up, it looks like there's only one main bridge that you actually have to pass to get into the city. The ropes are thick, but they've definitely been out in the salt air and sun for a while. You can see that the boards are, once again, they've been out here and dried, and they're not really cracked, but it definitely looks like a treacherous pass. But Captain and his men don't seem to pay too much mind. They're little ginger as they go across, and only one man loaded down with a wheelbarrow goes at a time.
Yeah, makes sense.
And how do I get to a card deck? Here it is. Excuse me for just a second.
He falls to his death, and he comes back harrowed. Huh? Is that not where you draw cards? Okay.
I don't know. Oh, just a flesh wound.
I haven't used this function before. Tell me if you guys have a little table that pops up on your screen. With your characters.
I think you have used it before and we can't see it.
Well, you have to allow it. Yes, yeah. We can see
You can see it now?
We can see the tables. Yep. Yes.
All right, so the...
And there's the four of us sitting at the table and two empty spaces, and there's a card shoe in the middle.
Yep. Mm-hmm. There you go. Question is, how do I actually deal a card?
Can you right click?
Can we do anything?
Can you click on us, and is it deal to us? No. Hey.
I can fold.
Yep. You can do something with the deck, which is the bit, which is the card.
There we go. Oh, okay, that's what I wanted. So you guys see the five of clubs on a table?
Yes.
Yep.
All right. Okay. So the first guy gets across just fine. The bridge sways a little bit in the breeze, and there's a lot of creaking, but nothing snaps beneath him and his load. And the next guy gets across just fine. I assume everyone's going to try to get across, right?
Yeah, right, I would have been one of the first across to pick it out.
Okay, so actually, you have a problem going across. Everyone else is just fine. Luke, as you cross,
right.
one of the boards does snap beneath your feet. And go ahead and give me an agility roll, please.
No.
You fail? No, you make it. Yeah, all right. It's your whole weight. Your whole weight wasn't on the board at the time. So, you know, as you're lifting off and your foot's already well onto the next board, it snaps beneath you. So, you know, it's just a small stumble for you, but you get across just fine. Everyone else makes it across without issue. And in front of you is there's a very small town. In fact, there is one muddy street that is the main street of the town. And there are a few buildings around it. Two are obviously saloons, two stories. One of them has got a picture of a very fat cat with a pink boa around, like a fluffy pink boa around its neck. The other one is like...
That's not how cats work.
Looks like one of them is a picture of a broken down nag. A horse that's seen better days. There's also a general store here as well. There's quite a few people. And now that you're up here, they seem to be going back and forth doing business. The general store looks like it's still open. There's a fair amount of people outside loading up crates. And this is where your captain is going to head.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. He tells you that we're going to be over there to the... and points to the sign with the cat on it. There's Mariposa Lil Saloon. We'll be getting board in there for the night. You're welcome to do the same. The other saloon is a mighty fine establishment as well. But the boys and I, we prefer Mariposa's. If you'll give us a little bit to do our business here, we'll meet you in the bar later on. Perhaps we can have a meal together.
Mm. Okay. I do want to check out the general store.
Sure. The general store is, for such a small town, is actually well stocked, probably because it is such a small town. Everyone has to do their shopping here.
Okay. I want to pick up something there.
Sure. What are you looking for?
I want to get a pair of, glasses with colored lenses.
Non-prescription?
Non-prescription.
Yeah. Okay. Ooh. Actually, oddly enough, he has several in stock. He's got rose-colored lenses. He's got purple lenses. He's got green lenses.
I would guess green ones.
Okay. Yep, yep. They're right fancy. Cost you $5.
That's fine.
Yeah, at this point, don't worry too much about money. If it's something really expensive, we'll look at it. Otherwise, assume you can afford most things.
Yeah.
Okay, and once I grab those, I will go and rejoin the others.
Okay. Yeah, the captain's there. He's apparently selling the contents of his carts to the shop owner there. They seem to be doing a fair amount of haggling. They seem to know each other pretty well. There starts off with a little ribbing. It's like, well, if it ain't the ugliest captain this side of the sea. And yeah, that's how it starts. So
of course
they're deep in negotiation while these two men are just kind of looking really impatient and keep looking out the windows to the Mariposa Saloon. Okay, what are the rest of you guys doing?
So just to reiterate, everybody is off of the boat right now.
Everyone's off the boat.
Right, okay. Well,
nothing bad's going to happen.
No, of course not.
I look around at the... So we've got a general store and these two places, and that's it, right?
Yep.
I choose one of the random two places and walk into it.
Okay. You will go into the Broken Nag. Yes. Broken Nag seems to be... it's very, you know, there's very little light in here. It's probably to keep everyone from clearly seeing how bad the furniture is beaten up. The floor has got, hay and rushes on it, which you do see somebody cleaning up a mess in the corner. Looks like there might be a little bit of spilt blood in that hay. There are peanut shells all over the floor as well. You know, the floor is, when I say floor, it's dirt floor in here. They did not board anything up. So they just throw down clean straw as a mat. They have several kegs lining the wall. It looks like they may be brewing their own local here, as well as bottles of different alcohol as well. There's a couple of lanes where people are throwing like tomahawks. They seem to be playing some kind of game. They're dressed like trappers and traders. You know, they get a lot of furs on them. Look like sort of mountain men variety. And they seem to be wagering on the throw of an axe against a target at some distance away. Other than that, it's it's kind of quiet in here. There's no music playing. Some conversations going here and there. And all in all, you figure there's about 20 people in here, not counting the person manning the bar, who seems to be cleaning the same glass over and over. That glass just doesn't seem to be getting any cleaner. He looks you up and down as you come in, spits into a spittoon. You do notice that you're the only person of skin pigmentation in here. You're getting a lot of glances. You're getting a lot of glances.
I kind of suspect all the others are kind of dirty with mud, so, you know.
I'm the only person whose skin pigmentation they can tell.
Yes.
Everybody else is.
You rate several glances, but no one's being, you know, really, you don't get a feeling of menace, just mostly interest.
Do you want me to give you the love interest card?
Never been loved till you've been loved by a mountain man. A bartender.
I look around and see what's there. Shrug and I walk back out again. I go and look in the other place. I mean, nobody else is coming in with me, then.
Right. Yeah, no one else said anything, so it's just you. But give me a notice roll before you head out. All right, good enough. Despite how shabby and run down the bar is, it smells really good in here. Like something's been cooking that's just... you really can't determine what it is, whether it's, hanja meat or just something being really well, but it's incongruous. It just smells really good.
Meh. I still turn around and go to the other place to see what's going on. Right. Nobody's so what following me in or anything. So, yeah,
I'm assuming everyone's just standing in the middle of the one road to the town, unless you said otherwise. So
I'd say
you're still shopping right now. So you're in the general store still getting your glasses. What are the rest of you guys doing?
Andy will take a walk through the general store.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you'll be in there with Sarah. As I said, I mean, there's a lot of store in here. There's quite a bit of stuff. There's actually even a chair set up in a corner that you imagine is probably a barber's station. It looks like he does a little bit of everything in here.
Oh, yeah. And I'm going to pick up an extra couple of packs of beef jerky.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Yeah. They've got dried beef. They got dried deer. They get some unidentifiable meats dried as well, and lots of pickled stuff too.
No, I'll just get some dried beef and some dried deer.
Sure. Yeah. A little green on the outside, but you know, you just cut those bits off, and that's how it's usually done. they've actually, once again, if there's anything you're particularly looking for or having an interest in, ask, because it might be here. The shelves are not really sorted so much as everything's just kind of piled on, to different shelves. They're not like, you know, this is the, personal goods shelf. This is the food shelf. No, things are just kind of jumbled all over the place. Like the guy has got so much stock and there's only so much shelf space. So he's just putting out everything just kind of all mixed in there.
Ask about a book of mysterious glyphs that are sunk in caves.
There are some books, mostly the, what passes for literature at this time. Little tales of adventure, nice sort of thing.
Nice fine soft paper.
Yeah, there are some newspapers around. Matter of fact, they carry the Tombstone Epitaph.
Uh-huh. Great. Yeah, pick up the latest copy and start paging through and looking, double check the classified section.
Mm-hmm. Sure. In the back, it looks like they, you may have missed an issue. There are two classifieds that stick out to you, one's older than the other. And the newest one says, "Good intentions. Small scientific communities in the maze northwest of Shannonsburg have been attacked recently. The attackers are said to be high-minded kung fu masters intent on wrecking new science." The one that's a little older. "Good intentions. William Bloomquist, a salvager working the waters of the sunken city, claims to have found the long-lost mansion of a millionaire, Richard Harriman. Now he's hiring bodyguards to protect it."
Okay, I'm going to pick up a copy of the paper and bring it, pay for it and bring it with me. Because the others need to see this.
Sounds good. And Eddie, are you looking for anything in the store?
Looking for a hat, just to replace mine.
He's got a good collection of hats. He's got everything from, very utilitarian with the, the oiled outside so it's good in the weather, to some very nice beaver and felt hats, ranging everywhere from the common workman up to some very nice, very pricey highfalutin hats.
Nah, don't want anything highfalutin. Just something to replace what he has.
Sure.
Yeah. I'm sure it's been a little beat up.
Mm-hmm. Good enough. And what's Luke doing during all this?
Since the captain's going to meet us, let's go to the Mariposa Inn.
Okay, Mariposa's. This is a well-lit establishment. The walls are very tastefully decorated with paintings of various skill, but all of a common theme, that of luxurious surroundings. There are, nudes of women reclining on not so comfortable looking stone stone tables. It's all a common theme of that, very elegant women in various shades of dress or undress. The place is done up in very subdued yet colorful surroundings. The floor has got a very rich red carpeting. There is no bar, but there are women walking around with trays of various spirits. There is soft music, chamber music, playing in the background from a live band.
Hmm. Wow, that's surprising.
You, as soon as you walk in the door, a very fetching young woman walks up to you, and she's you know, has a very nice dress on, showing perhaps a bit too much shoulder for a tasteful woman's garb, but very fetching on her. She's very young, and she offers to take your hat, and what your pleasure is for the night. Alcohol, a private room, cards.
For the moment, a drink and a meal is what I'm after, and I've got others joining me later.
She asks what she would like. She says, our cook is fantastic. We have little to work with in such a small town, but if you have a preference for a meat, a fish, we got a hold of a pig this earlier, and I have some fine soup and ham steaks from that.
Oh, that sounds delicious. Thank you.
You give me a notice roll.
Oh, dear. I noticed nothing. Bit of a plus two for ambushes. where is it? Notice. I notice. Billy.
Okay. The place is heavily scented with perfumes and incense. so it's very the smell of incest. No.
Well, it is that kind of place, so, you know.
Yes. So it's a little overwhelming to the senses and makes it very difficult to pick out anything else. It just kind of masks everything. It also stings your eyes just a little bit. But there you go. You're led to a table. She asks, well, before she sits you, how many friends will be joining you? She's looking around. You know, they've got larger tables. They've got smaller, more private tables. And will you be needing a room or rooms?
Well, at least 3 to 6 possibly will be joining me.
Okay. Well, she'll sit you at a suitable table for that number. Yep. And says, well, if you require more space, just ask. We'll have some of the girls add a table and some chairs. We'll get right to you. And she brings your choice of alcohol to you. And she says, if you need anything more, just ask for Cynthia.
Thank you very much. I'll take it. She is Cynthia. Strange name. No. Cynthia, yeah, I can understand, but Cynthia.
Well, she goes off. It seems that
I get something for Dragon as well.
Oh, you're bringing Dragon in with you? Oh, yeah.
Of course.
She actually takes an immediate liking to the cat and rubs its ears. And she brings, without being asked, really, she'll bring Dragon something out on a tray, some cream. It seems that while she has gone away, she is staying near enough by so that if you have a need, she will be over. It looks like there are a lot of women working the establishment, at least one for every client that you see in here now. And the place is, it's 30, 40 people in here, but it's pretty spacious. Wow. And so no one really looks, you know, no one really feels cramped because everything's very open. Like there isn't a large bar taking up a lot of the room. The layout of the place is such that there's not a lot in your way of travel. So it doesn't feel all that cramped. So this is a little surprising when you realize how many people are actually here. And in comparison to the other bar, the men that are in here and the clientele looks to be pretty much strictly men are, you know, they've at least taken some concern of their appearance. They've at least bathed somewhat, you know, they're wearing what passes for their best and that sort of thing. Yeah. All right. So you guys will be finished with the general store. Sarah, you've got your newspaper in hand. Eddie's got a new hat, jauntily placed on his head at a rakish angle, no doubt.
And I've got my new green glasses.
Yes, as Young also steps out of apparently the wrong bar.
Yeah.
captain's still dealing, so he's not done yet.
Well, I go over to the others.
Well, most of them are standing in the middle of the road right now.
Well, exactly. I will go over to the others and I will tell them what I have found in that bar. And I presume you went into the general store to reconnoiter and see what was in there?
Yes. There's some very interesting classifieds in the newspaper that I think everyone should take a look at.
Huh. That is interesting. Yes. Correct. Did Luke go into the yellow bar? As he is not here, I assume? I looked around. He was not with you. Oh, well.
Yes. Luke went into the other bar. Shall we join him?
I was just going to stand around for about 5 minutes waiting for him to come out. Seeing as we all seem to have left our places kind of at the same time. And he does just sigh deeply and follow him in.
Why would I leave?
When he fails to reappear.
We all seem to leave our places. I don't know. Your place might have been horrible as well. Might have been about dressing up. Well, if it was about dressing up cats, then I guess Dragon would be okay in there with you.
No, I didn't survive my place.
Be on your guards. Go in guns blazing, everybody. Well, yes, I mean, if he has not come out, then we should go in. That is interesting information that you have there, Sarah. It might get us closer to the 37th chamber.
And just to kind of not so much answer Richard's question in the chat, the reason why there are two is because you actually didn't look at the last issue that was put out, and a new one just came out. So that's why there are two.
No, I didn't expect we'd be able to keep up with them, given them. Travel around all over the place. Although I'm surprised that the newspapers are beating us to places.
Yep. For a general store, they were actually surprisingly well stocked in literature.
Huh.
Well, quote unquote literature, because as you saw, most of them were like adventure tales and
adventure tales
for romances, that sort of thing.
Stop going into where I'm going and run back into the other place to see if they've got any tales on dragons. You go on. I will catch up.
I'm sure you find a Penny Dreadful that is the yellow menace fighting some dragon. That's the name of an action hero, don't you know? The Yellow Menace.
Sounds so heroic. Oh, eventually I'll catch up with them again.
So, yes, you all step into Mariposa's, and, well, you've gotten the description. It's a very orderly and dainty place.
I'd go well with my new hat.
Yes. When you walk in, Eddie, a woman will approach you. And basically do the same spiel that happened to Luke, a different woman, also very young. When I say very young, I mean, like, she's a teenager, but probably not very.
Very young.
Now, there are older women around, but it seems the greeters are the younger. Eventually, someone does come around to you, Sarah.
Well, if I see them, I'll wave them over.
Yes. So even Sarah, a young girl, will come up to Sarah and ask if you, if she may take your. You don't wear a hat, though, do you? Oh, actually, you do.
Do.
Your picture has a bonnet.
Yes.
Asks if she can take your hat. Quick looking around, it's not just that they take your hat. You actually see that there is a girl in charge. They brush the hat off, they clean it off, and it gets put on a wall that holds hats and scarves and coats and that sort of thing. So,
And you see a cap with goggles hanging up.
Yes. Someone studiously cleaning the lenses off of because there's this black tar on them. And it's just always there.
Okay. No, thank you. I'll just hang on to it.
Your girl is not being any less polite. It just seems that they're not used to having feminine guests here. So she just, once she started getting into her job, you know, she treats you like any other customer. It's very pleasant. Asks for your drink choice if you'd like a meal. Seats you with Luke. For the three of you here, it's plenty of table room.
I'll probably be smoking a thin cigar at this point.
Yes, yes, yes. They have a very nice choice of cigars.
Okay.
Okay. Of course, you've yet to be presented with a bill, so, you know. You're
So, look, is this where you got us rooms for the evening?
Oh, I haven't quite got that far yet. Just sort out meals first.
You probably had an appetizer delivered already. Smells good, tastes good. You're not quite sure what it is. has something the taste of the sea to it, but it's been breaded and it's you know, wine used in the cooking, so it's disguising the taste. You have no idea what the meat actually was. But tasty.
Yep, fair enough.
All right. So, without a notice roll, just as you sit here for a moment and kind of take in the atmosphere, there are several of the girls are leading some of the, gentlemen clients, to an upper story. There are two stairs, basically one east and west of the room, very large, wide stairs. They go to a second floor, which you can only assume are rooms. The kitchen seems to be below ground. That seems to be where the wine and the food is coming from.
So, Jameis is very suspicious of this place. Luke, very less so.
The chamber music changes to a more lively tune, still subdued in volume, though, and some people start dancing. The open nature of the place does lend to that. Something you might notice, Sarah, is that in a lot of cases, the women are leading the men, as the men seem to not know too well their social graces. And so they're being cued a bit by the women they're dancing with.
Yeah, okay. This place is going to be expensive.
That and the men, even while some of them look, you know, rough, they seem to be surprisingly well-mannered. No one is overly drunk. People are being very polite. And Young, you eventually join them.
Yes, yes.
Yes, yes. Despite, once again, being the only person of of a skin tone other than white... an eye is not batted. As anyway, you also get a young girl that asks if you would like to have your, you know, if she could take your jacket, and you know, shows you to where your friends have already been seated.
There are no women of exotic coloring either.
There are not.
Okay, that's interesting.
I'm just gonna propose that if we are going to stay here,
you too.
No, I'm not proposing to anyone. No, I'm going to suggest that if we do decide to stay here for the evening, that we just get a couple of rooms and have our dinner, and I, for one, will be retiring to the room.
As opposed to?
This isn't not probably the best place for me to hang out in the public room.
You're probably feeling frightfully overdressed, as you know.
You're actually wearing clothes, yes.
Yeah. Are you afraid you're going to get picked up?
Oh, I see now. Yes. Okay.
You've been to Reds? What are you people talking about?
Yes.
And, Young, how was the other place?
I can't tell you again. Yes, certainly. And I will list in detail all of the exciting things that I saw there, which is, hey, there were men, and it smelled nice. There was blood on the floor. And anything else that I've forgotten. But yeah, it's...
Okay, so a meal and two rooms, three rooms?
We could always sleep on the ship.
That is true. However, then we should we should probably head back before it gets too much later.
I suspect the captain was bent on staying here.
Yes.
Which, as you've all sat down and food orders.
Sorry, where are we? We're in. We had to come. There were different ways into the town, weren't there? Mm-hmm. So there might be the other people's ships in other places.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
So while you are putting your food orders and you started talking a bit, the captain and his boys come in. They're wearing different clothes. They look like they've actually somehow, somewhere, have cleaned up a bit. The captain is actually fresh shaven. His hair is, while still wet, is combed back nicely. He's actually wearing a nice two-piece, like a suit and jacket that are a little snug on his middle. And his two men are, you know, wearing common clothes, but at least they're clean and neat. And they are greeted by three young girls. The captain seems to know one of them, as you actually hear him saying, "Oh, so how's your sister Jennifer doing?" And they're brought to a table across, the captain nods when he sees you all at a table, but they're sitting at a different table.
Uh-huh. Had room for them.
I've just been cramped up with him on a ship for the past, it's only been a day or
something. Well, no, he did offer to share a meal with us. Okay. We'll put it out, so.
If I share a meal, he meant you sit on the table. We sit. Yeah, okay.
We'll be in the same place in which a meal is had, yes.
There is a roof over our heads. We are sharing a meal.
I say just eat, relax, and have a good time tonight, and tomorrow head back to the ship.
I do not know what else there is to do here. I can.
Well, after your meal, which is just not bad, you know, it certainly looks fancy enough, but you know, it leaves something to be desired. It's not a bad meal. It certainly is prettied up real nice, but yeah, taste wise, it's common. Certainly served on very nice plates, but it just lacks a certain something despite all of its finery. I'm not as a GM saying that, oh, this might be human flesh. I'm just saying, like, for a meal as nicely as it's presented, it lacks a certain something.
But it is human flesh.
The alcohol is quite nice. They have an extensive wine cellar, apparently. If anyone is a wine aficionado and looks for a certain vintage, they may have it, but otherwise, simply choosing a white or a red with a bit more questioning brings you a pleasant array of wines to the table, or beer if you want to be that coarse. the captain and his two crew members are having, there are ladies sitting at the table with them. They seem to be having dinner with some conversation. It seems the captain across from him is not as young of a girl as everyone is being greeted with, as she looks like she's maybe almost out of her teens. She might be 20. But the captain seems to know her very well, and he's produced some pearl earrings that he is now adorning her with.
She accepts this without...
Give me, guys, give me a notice.
Yeah. Now I'm half regretting not playing enemy. Let's see which one of these people could be my enemy. Nope.
Young is completely clueless. No idea. Yeah, Sarah and Eddie both pick up on the fact that this is not courtship. It's almost fatherly. The women with the two men, however, are completely not that. anyway, as it's early in the evening for this kind of establishment, but your number of guests have dwindled considerably as people are being taken upstairs to their rooms, perhaps with companionship.
Have we seen anybody come down again?
No, you have not. Of course, you've only been sitting at the table for maybe an hour while this is going on. So it is dark outside now, but just newly dark, early in the night. The chamber music does get a little bit louder to fill the void as there are less people in here. There is a change of musicianship. You are now being played to by someone with a harp, I guess they're called, you know, the full upright harp. But yeah, it's all very tasteful. It all looks very nice. It's just there's this subtle lacking of something that you with a better notice rolls are picking up on.
Okay. Let's just get a couple of rooms before they all get filled up. And I will retire to one of the rooms with a book and a decanter of something.
Okay. Well, when you guys asked for a room, each of the young ladies that greeted you at the door are basically your servers for the evening and asked, you know, would you like a private room with some companionship, or do you want a shared? What would you like? We can accommodate. And you're talked to exactly the same way, Sarah.
Everybody looks okay. Sarah.
private room for myself. I will not need any companionship or anything.
Your young lady says, noticing your newspaper that you have there, and she says, the madam of the house has an extensive library if you would like reading material.
Oh, that would be fabulous, actually. That'd be wonderful.
Okay. Well, she'll lead you away. The wide stairways that go down where all the serving's happening from, where all the food and the liquor's coming from, she's leading you down that way. The rest of you guys, what are your choices?
I was just going to say, when she sees my reading material, she doesn't mention the library.
I'm sorry. What reading material is young guy?
The book.
Yellow Menace.
The Yellow Menace. Yes. No mention is made of that. But you are asked if you would like companionship.
It's up to you.
Young thinks back to Kim and decides against it.
Oh.
So, I won't ask you to share a room with one of the other two, so I guess just private room.
So you ask for a private room. Yes. That's fine. Your room includes service as far as if you would like your clothes cleaned. There's a set of pajamas that are freshly cleaned in the room. You can change out, and if you want to leave your clothing at the door, it'll be laundered for you by the morning. Up to you. The room, while small, has an incredibly nice bed. It's canopied. You know, it's perhaps a little bit frilly for your taste, but it is very tasteful. You know, the colors are still subdued with the same kind of tone as before. Everything is very soft and very inviting. You can just hear the chamber music from downstairs, but you don't hear like the rooms around you. And the rooms are kind of packed pretty tight. You can just, you know, just the barest sound from the rooms around you.
Is there a bath in the room as well?
There's not a full bathtub, but you do have a cleaning, you know, a very large cleaning bowl. If you ask the person that greeted you, you know, she can bring you a hot water for it, whatever you would like. You do have a single window. The window is very small, by the way. The window is like 2 foot square. It's a very small window, just enough so that you can look out into the night, but
not enough to escape out of.
Right. Well, you might be able to. You're a fairly small guy.
Screw the lot of you. I'm out. I try to get a bath or whatever and then just let whatever everybody else is.
Do you leave your clothes out for service or not?
Yeah.
Okay. You change into the PJs that they leave. You brought a piping hot water and a cake of soap, towels. It's carrying your spare. It's you know, surprisingly luxurious for such a dirtball town.
Yeah.
Well, all right. What do the rest of you ask for rooms?
Who has Eddie's manacle key?
Eddie
does.
Yeah, I was going to say,
Eddie's wearing the manacles, he has the key. I mean, unless it's one of those nights, in which case we take the key away from you. I would expect.
Yeah, it's a safe night for Eddie, but.
All right, he's going to hand the key over to Yong and then get a room with companion.
Okay.
The fact that he's got chains may give them the wrong idea.
Your companion takes note of it, but doesn't mention it and pretends like it's not there. Services are the same as for Young. You know, you can have your clothing cleaned, etc. You find that your companion, while yes, the base thought of what the companion might do for you is there, but surprisingly, she offers to do other things, simply like, you know, a massage, read to you, whatever you would like. You can still hear the music downstairs. You know, it's muffled, but it's still pleasing. She offers to play an instrument for you to help you. Whatever you need.
Oh, gosh. Clothes will definitely be cleaned. I'll put them out.
Okay. So, yes, you don't need to tell me what you and your companion. Let you know that the companions here are apparently their skills are more than just what can be found at a bordello. This is more of a Japanese, almost like a geisha house sort of thing. They're quite skilled in, if you wanted to speak on science, or they're quite able to do that as well.
Okay, we'll just leave it at that. Okay.
I'm going to get my clothing cleaned as well, and
the library is extensive with lots of the classics. It seems that the house matron is a very big fan of classics, so you know you can grab something to read, light reading if you want. Nothing too. While there's a lot of philosophy, there are a lot of literary classics. There's not a lot on medicine or health, there you can find something interesting there.
Okay.
So clothes cleaned, whatever the other services.
And a bath and everything.
It's a wash basin, but, you know, it's good hot water that you can clean yourself with. Once again, the room is, you know, the bed is very, very soft, very inviting. So the rest of you, that would just be Luke. Since everyone else has a private room, I assume you're having a private room.
Yep.
You can probably kiss what I'll be asking. No.
You can probably kiss what I'll be asking.
Yes.
Young was still having someone to talk to about dragons. Oh.
Something you men notice is that you don't get to pick the woman that's your companion. They seem to pick you. So.
Right. Yeah, it is unusual.
There you go. the captain and his crew are staying overnight as well. So
I assume the companion's a bit older than the person that greeted us.
Oh yes.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly. Once the younger ladies find out just what your needs are for the night, you are taken over with by an older.
I just for the night, I asked Cynthia, I assume that's the one who's still hanging around, to sort of just take care of Dragon for the night.
Yeah, you do. If it's in your mind, you definitely don't think that they're abusing young girls here at all. But they do have a function in the house.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, Dragon, she can look after Dragon.
Oh, if you ask her to, they'll...
Yeah.
They'll go groom Dragon and take care of him and return him when you're ready to leave in the morning. Everyone's room does have the small, almost porthole-like window, by the way. Well, 2 foot by 2 foot, just enough to let in light, and there's not really much of a city to see, but fresh air, if that is your want. Anyway, the music goes on until, late into the night. It's soothing. It's not particularly loud, but enough that you can hear in the rooms. Occasionally, you do hear a bump or a thrashing about in a room next to you, but once again, it is subdued. Seems like they went to extra expense to soundproof the walls in between. Is anyone doing anything other than sleeping or whatever with their companions through the night? Anyone stealthing about anything else you wish to do?
Do we know where the other people in our group are?
If you all go to the rooms at the same time, sure.
Might be a good idea.
I mean, I presume we all saw what the other people chose, yes?
Mm-hmm.
Right, so I might go and knock on Sarah's door and just, hey, how you doing? How was the library? Mm-hmm. But that's about it, really.
Yep. Yeah. The rooms since you can see each other's rooms now, the rooms are pretty much exactly the same. Her room looks much like yours. They're packed kind of tight. Once again, these are not big rooms. There's about 8 rooms to, 2 sides. So this floor has 16 rooms in it. And there's another floor above you, but no one was led up to that floor.
I am, yes. These rooms are a bit small. They are slightly... for my liking. Yes. I do not know what else. It was a nice library. There was nothing about it that drew your particular attention, or you do not feel odd here?
No. Well, I do feel odd here, but. Going to have to sleep somewhere in this place. It's very clean and well appointed.
Okay, well, if you are okay with this, then I will see you in the morning. I'll go away and go to sleep, I guess.
Right. Yeah.
If no one left instructions to be woken at a certain time, you just wake after, a really pleasant night's sleep. Young might be a little disturbed with how cramped his place is, but if you open your window, it alleviates that somewhat. The beds are very restful. The rooms are very quiet for the most part. Is anyone down? Any fatigue points or anything like that? I don't imagine so.
No.
It'll be hard to, considering that we're all sort of just spent a few.
Right. You all are really, you have a great night's sleep. I mean, it's, once again, with possible exception of a young who would just have a passable night's sleep. it's very relaxing. You wake up just a bit later than you would normally. The smells of, the smells and sound of people, once again, waking up and rolling around. If you wished, for those of you that chose companions, if you wish them to stay, they stay. If you don't, they go. So you will all get up in the morning at some point. You can have breakfast. It seems like they do serve breakfast downstairs in the morning as well.
Our clothes are returned to us, right? Before we...
Yes, they are. They actually, the clothes are outside your door, cleaned, unfortunately scented as well, but very clean.
Then I do a thing. Mm-hmm. What I do is when I get dressed, I get the tops or the bottoms of my pajamas, doesn't matter, and I open the window, and then I hang it outside, and then I close the window so that it's still flapping around out there but can't be seen from inside.
Okay.
So I just want to be able to identify which room I was in last night from the outside.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure. Easily done.
All right. And then I go downstairs and join the others for breakfast or whatever.
The captain and his men are enjoying breakfast. No companionship this morning. It's all about the food. And as most places in California, the food is well prepared, but it's meager. You know, there's not a lot of meat to go around. You do have meat on your plates. It's just not huge slabs and slabs of stuff. They have an excellent tea. And what do you wish to do now? The captain and his men are well sated. They are ready to travel on to wherever you wish.
If there's some hook in this adventure, we've missed it, so... yeah.
Yes, I mean... you have been here before, Captain? I mean...
He gives kind of a smile, and his eyes are very relaxed when he said so. When he says, "Yeah, me and my men come here quite often."
It does not seem odd that this place is here.
Well, yes, but there's a reason for it. The madame that started this place as a fine woman. And she has carved out a place for herself and those like her here. It's not a bad life for them. No one here is mistreated. Anyone can leave when they want to leave, but it's a good life.
Do many people know about this place?
Some. Those of us in the trade that make our living by supplying certain things. It's not a well-kept secret, but it's not overly known.
Have you ever met the madam?
Yes, I have. She was a best friend of my departed wife.
Really? Huh. I did not know you had been married. I am sorry to hear that you lost her.
It was a long time ago, and something good came of it. So, we'll not talk of the past too much.
Do you think the madame would meet with us?
Well, I'm sure she would. Would you like me to ask?
I would be interested in meeting her, certainly.
Okay. Well, he calls the same girl over that he was with the night before, giving the earrings to. And they talk for a moment, and... girl goes off, and an older lady comes in, very of advanced years, but holds herself very regally. She's dressed really well, almost imperiously. As she comes into the room, she actually takes the tea from one of the serving girls and brings it to the table herself, and refreshes everyone's beverages and pours one for herself and sits down, and she smiles at the captain. It's a friendly kind of, very amiable, they seem to be comfortable in each other's presence. She looks to everyone and she says, "Hi, Captain here said you'd like to speak to me."
"I wish to compliment you on this place. It is an interesting oasis in California."
Yes, that's exactly what it is, an oasis. For myself, for my girls, for those in need.
I also noticed there was nobody like myself here. Is that
intentional? She actually pauses for a moment, and then she kind of gets what you're saying. And she says, oh, no, no, not intentional. Just we very rarely see men from the Orient here, nor others, really. This is a very small community. Most of our travelers are merchants or cargo, like the captain here.
I have a friend who is... who is?
I like it. Here, have a chip.
Who is half-caste? Who is between myself and a white man? A white woman. I am stumbling over my words. She is working in a place similar to this now. Would you object to somebody of her persuasion working here?
Oh, no, no. If we're a good fit for her, I would be glad to take on another girl. If our priorities are equivalent.
I do not know if she is looking for another place at present, but I know that she is looking for somewhere out of the way to rest, I think, would be the best thing. Though she is a good worker. I will mention it to her when we next get back to town and see if she's interested.
Well, she actually calls one of the serving girls over, and girl brings back basically a calling card, and she gives you her calling card and says, well, if your friend would like to come visit us and see if we're a good fit for one another...
Oh dear, one of your mates has knocked something over. Discipline her most viciously with spankings.
Mm-hmm. And,
and
of course,
after the spankings?
Of course, friends of the captain here, your expenditures of the night before, food, meals, etc., we'll call it on the house. As the captain is a dear friend of mine. The girls, however, will need to be paid for their services. And she basically gives you the bill.
You are most generous.
All right, you're paying it, obviously, then, because he gave you the book.
Hand it to the other, I presume. It's got. Read over the itemized list to find out what the others did last night. Ooh, I didn't realize.
Actually, it's very simple. It's $100. It doesn't matter what you ate, what you drank, what you did. It's $100, which they the proprietress has waived half of it. So the girls get half of what she brings in.
Well, there we go. I guess we pay.
Yeah. So it was 200 for the four of us all up?
Is it 200 for all of us or 400 for all of us?
Well, the bill was 100 each, but you know that's broken down to 50 each after she, you know, basically takes away her cut. So you're paying for the girls, which may be a lot, which may be they may have done nothing other than give you hot water in the case of Sarah.
I only got hot water as well, laundered clothes.
I'll pay the 200. I'll pay the 200.
Okay, I will throw in another 50 as a tip.
Your cat, Dragon, is brought out. He is incredibly clean. He looks well fed. He's napping in the girl's arm as he's brought out. His head kind of lolls like, oh my gosh, I love it.
He has to pay his own bill.
Hey, he let them take care of her, of him. So there's the bill paid.
Well, there we are, I guess. Thank you. I mean,
out of character, there was something here if you wanted to dig for it, but it's not essential.
Presumably
to do with the daughter and the working out who they are and blah de blah.
Yeah.
Come on, man. The NPCs have to have background too.
Yeah.
That's fine.
All right. Well, good enough. I mean, you guys have a good breakfast and Captain says he's got to settle up with General Store, but he'll be ready to go within an hour. Meet you back down.
Yep.
The only real mystery I've got about this place is where did the captain and the others get changed?
Mm-hmm.
That just seemed to have.
It's a very extensive General Store.
Yeah. With barber and it was more back there if you had asked. Yeah.
Just wondering and ask if they've got a repeat machine gun, don't they?
Do you go and ask?
Yeah, I was going to ask him. Hey, you got one of them?
He does! He has no ammo for it, however, but he's got one. he said, I bought an Alark from a ship captain. It probably needs some work. I don't have the skill to work on this kind of gun and got no ammo for it, but here she is. She opens up a crate. It's been kept in oil-wrapped cloth. You know, it's definitely hard-used and looks like it's going to need a little work, but there you go. There's a repeating... One of the kinds where you've got to crank it. You know, he's got a...
Yeah.
He's got one.
Do we actually want one? I mean...
if we're going up against some of the things that we could be meeting.
I cannot fire one and I have no idea how it would work.
Just because I have a shooting skill, so I think you probably could fire one.
I've got no shooting skill, but yeah.
The big question is how much?
Yeah.
Well, you know, who wants to bargain with him? He's well. None of us. Interesting piece here. You know, I don't get too many people calling for it, and like I said, I bought it for a lark. Let's say.
But you're having trouble getting rid of it, is what you're saying.
Right. Let's see here. Does one of these run for?
Quite a bit, I think. We're talking thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
Let's see. Gear and goods. Ranged weapons. Here we go. Rifles. Shotguns. Come on. Where's the...
I think it might actually have to, might look in this Smith and Robards catalog.
No, they're Gatling guns. They're not quite the same.
Yeah. Gatling rifle runs 1,200. So he's going to say, I'd say 2,000.
Well, I've got 1,000.
Long looks in his pockets to see how much he's got left.
You're welcome, to bargain with him. That's just his opening.
I was going to say, I can. But things, given how well the rolls will probably go, 3,000 then.
Want to make a shooting roll to see if it could actually even be brought into service? He'll let you.
Well, wouldn't it be a repair roll to see if it actually can be working?
Well, you can do either one.
I think
it's
a repair.
Shooting is also a maintenance of your gun, so that's why I was saying.
Okay, I'll have to have a shooting roll then to see how well it is. Double one. Well, pretty bad.
Want to make a repair roll?
Yeah.
Right.
It's
hard to tell. You know, you may have used one in the past, but it's this model is a little different than what you used before. Given your repair knowledge, you don't think anything's nothing essential is missing, but you don't know what it would take to actually get it to fire again. There's nothing missing. Like the barrel's there, it looks like all the parts are there. It may just need a really good cleaning, but you can't tell for sure.
Eddie wants
to play the mechanical malfunction card.
I'm sorry, Eddie was doing what?
Eddie wants to take a look at
Eddie,
that.
Well, yeah, sure, Eddie. Give me a shooting roll there.
Oh, him shooting? Never.
Yeah.
Where's your D6?
Eddie, unless you want to chip it, it's just you've never used a Gatling weapon before, so you have no idea.
Here's your D6 wild card.
Oh, yeah. Roll a D6 as well.
Okay. Awesome.
You're not even sure it's a gun.
Double. Yeah. Let me take a look at this. This guy's...
it's a battlefield medic, right?
Yeah.
Some of these. Go ahead.
She's also quite handy with the rifle and everything. She's actually quite deadly for a pacifist. Marksman doesn't count.
Yeah, marksman doesn't count, unfortunately. So, yeah. You just can't tell. Once again, it looks like all the functioning parts are there, but you don't know what it would take to get it to work. Also,
give it a go. Young.
Yeah, Yon can give it a go and just see, hey, we'll know everything.
Unskilled, so what the hell? You're probably going to get 10.
Yeah. No. Yep, that's the point. That's the pointy end, which you stab into the other guy.
Yeah. Okay, so we don't know squat about this gun.
No idea.
It's just embarrassing.
All of you can tell that it's not, once again, it's not useless. You just don't know what it would take to get it to operate.
Yeah, I mean, I'll be willing to give it a go. Yeah.
Throw some bullets in it and take a crack at it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, so you're having trouble getting rid of it, you say? Hmm. Not many people come by asking for a potentially broken gun with no ammo.
All right. Go ahead and give me, probably either a persuade or...
Nope.
Yeah, you don't really have any social skills, do you?
Unskilled.
Yeah, go ahead and throw it to me unskilled.
No. Nope.
Oh, my gosh.
So, 2,000, you say. Excellent.
Oh, come on.
What?
Would you take a little less than 2,000?
Well, what do you have in mind?
You
can make a roll. Yeah.
What am I rolling with?
Persuasion, unless you've got something else that some kind of personal skill that would work better than persuasion.
Persuasion it is.
Wow. That's right, you're charismatic too.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you're right. It's been sitting on the shelf here for a long time, and I don't got bullets for it. It doesn't even work how it is. It's not that I paid a lot of money for it, but I made a trade that potentially worth some money. I signed over a mining contract to someone. I'd won it in a poker game. I'm not the sort that would go out and mine, but I figured I'd get at least. Well, I tell you what, you all seem to know what it is and how to get it and all. It'll be
no, we don't.
But you were giving it a steady eye as if you did.
So, yeah.
If it'll be a worst use to you, I'd take 1,000. I'd take 1,000 for it.
Okay. 1,000. Okay. 1,000, yep. Good guys?
Yep. Yeah, yeah.
Yep. 1,000. Yep.
All right. 1,000. There you go. You got one field repeating gun. As far as you can tell, all the parts are there. You just need bullets to fill that drum.
Got to put it on my character sheet.
Yeah, it's
not
put it
under
on your...
the fire weapon. No. Well, I just paid $1,000 for it, so yeah.
So yeah, that's $1,000 is a pretty good hit to your money. Guys are still flush with cash, but things will be a little leaner now if you want.
That's pretty much used up all of my winnings, all of the stuff I had from the gold rock,
we got from the
ghost rock. Yeah, that 2,000 we got. That's pretty much it. I'm done.
Okay, because I still have most of that and the bets I won on the Kumitang.
Yeah, well, some of us didn't manage to win any bets because the game was shot.
It was rigged.
But yes.
Yeah. Yep. That's why I was collecting my winnings after each match. I only took a beating on that last one.
So your gun has been packed well. It just hasn't been serviced by a professional in what looks like a long time. But, tripod's there. The
given time, I can fix it up. It's just, So what should I use for the stats?
To use it, it's just shooting.
No, as in damage and stuff.
Oh, we'll look that up later. It's not in any condition to fire just now, anyway. But I'll pull out the Smith and Robards afterwards, and I'll post what it actually is.
Yeah. Because I can just drag and drop it onto my character sheet.
Yep. Cool. Well, I don't have Smith and Low. I don't have that module. No.
Well, I assume it's probably going to be more like Gatling or something.
Yeah.
You can always make your own. Yeah,
full on Smith and Robot.
I mean.
Yeah, yeah. Once I get the stats for it, you can make your own.
Yeah, you can just on there. Type it in yourself.
All right, let's leave it for now. We have a gun.
Yep. Got a long wood.
Can I borrow one of the wheelbarrows?
It's not that heavy. You throw it over your shoulder. I mean, you're not going to be able to carry a lot else, but it's not.
D4 strength.
Okay, you'll need some help.
Is the captain or any of the others still around?
Yeah, they're still here.
I asked him if this weighs more than what they lifted up.
Oh, no.
We're going to have problems on the way back.
They actually able to toss it in one of their wheelbarrows since they got to push them back anyway.
Yeah.
Well, there we go. Thank you, random NPCs whose backstory we didn't care about enough to go looking at.
All right. Yeah, if you got no other business here, the captain's taking on a few stores. It looks like he bought a few things as well as selling a few things. Not a lot. He's got one crate that he's got taken back.
Mm-hmm.
All right. On the way back, same rope bridge.
Yep. So, I'll try to go ahead and make an agility roll now. Or
I'm just going to walk here to the...
A D10 agility, okay. It shouldn't be that bad.
So that's Sarah this time. 1, 2, 3, and one of the guys. All right, hold on. Let me see if he makes his agility roll. Yes, he's fine. Sarah, as you're crossing, one of the boards does slip beneath your feet. Give me an agility roll there. Okay, you're fine. Once again, yeah, your weight wasn't full on it, so it just cracks beneath you as you continue on. So your boat was left alone just fine. There's a few more fishing boats that pulled up alongside. There's 5 of them down here this morning. One of them, the crew, is actually checking their nets on the shore, cleaning it off, retying certain things. You know, your captain's waved at, waves back to the guys. Yeah, that's pretty much it. So, as the captain makes out, gets the boat out to the channel again, where are we off to?
This is the Alliance is next on the list, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Was the Alliance or was it the Shannonsburg?
I think we'll go to the Alliance first because we kind of need someone who knows about the supernatural side of things before we get too much further.
What was that, Shannonsburg?
That's where we're going to probably... We reckon we're going to find out more about the 37th Chamber there.
Well, also, just up from Shannonsburg is the small scientific community just northwest of Shannonsburg that was in the Tombstone Epitaph.
Oh, is that one? Yeah. Yes, yes.
Yeah.
They had problems with people. Yes.
With Kung Fu masters.
Yep. We apparently took the old ways trait from the Indians.
Or perhaps there is disruption of the dragons. And their breeding grounds. Perhaps that is why they have been destroying things. Yes.
You and your dragon fetish.
I could have got going to dress up as a dragon. Oh, well.
Okay, I'm going to...
I think we're glad we didn't do that.
I'm going to make a cut of my the recording right here. So,
okay,
stop this one.
Should we take a 5-minute more here, or just keep going?
We can take a 5 if you want.
Yeah.
You wouldn't need a 5?
Yeah. Could do one.
All right, go ahead and take a 5.
Okay.
Back directly.
Mm-hmm.